look so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 7th of November 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the website. I have a lot of old talks up there, and I think that old has no purpose. We're into this society where everything new supposedly is better. But if you understand the histories of what's been running this world and shape the wars and the revolutions, then you're doomed. Simple as that. It's not behind it, and then hopefully you won't fall for the same tricks again. Also look into Alan Watt's sent in sentinel.eu and download transcripts you can print up and pass around to your friends, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. Now remember that I'm here basically because people will donate or buy my books and DVDs and so on. And we do, in this age where you have instant switching on TVs and computers, we do have a population that think that somehow everyone who's up there is to think is rolling in the money. And I am not, because I could be. I certainly could go the same way as everyone else and various advertisers and so on. And that's where the big money gets rolled in from. You can do well with that, but then I don't want to bore you, and it's also not right, I think, for the talk show to bring on people who are just there to plug their products, no matter how good they are. So I try and separate the two. Therefore, I keep going because you donate to me, and I have to remind people to do so. There's thousands and thousands of people across the planet listen, and I know that for a fact. There's no problem with that. Very few will actually come up and help me keep going. And it takes money just to run the sites and so on. And extra help, I have to farm out once in a while to keep this whole thing going. So I'm relying upon you to do so. And when it stops coming, I'll just fade away and do other things and probably live very well then, so I can earn a decent income. We, as I say, are on a roll into the next phase. Everything's happening on cue as planned, to bring us the next phase of a socialized, organized, planned world society. I've been over some of the history of this before and the big foundations that are behind it, how they're all interlinked, how they specialize in their own areas of society and industry, technology, etc., to make all of this happen. And I've told people before that I don't play politics or listen to politics because that's the method by which they bring the dialectic into being, and people vote in with their saviors, only to find out 4 or 6 or 8 years later that they're further in the cesspool than they were when they started. They can't really figure out why the person that they think they put in there has reneged on all their promises and turned a tyrant on them. And mainly it's because, too, they don't do any homework whatsoever. But it's also partly due that whatever candidates are presented to the public, they're always given a fictitious background, almost a Hollywood image. It's completely fictitious. And we're never told who's back them, who's the big boys behind them, until elected, and then the big fat rats come out of their cesspools again. And we find out who they are, and now it's emerging who's been backing Obama, the ones who are movers and shakers, because Obama isn't a shaker, just the mouthpiece. I'll be back with more after this break.
Gold has been, and remains, money. The most important money in the world. The only immutable and lasting currency. Potentially the most powerful currency.
The United States military, when it packs the emergency kits of its fighter pilots, does not pack them with US dollars or euros or yuan or yen or any of the paper currencies. It packs them with these little things, 100-year-old quarter-ounce British sovereigns, gold coins. Why is that? That's because at all times and in all circumstances, this remains a...
Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleans the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You're surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. Talking about the politicians that are presented to the public with their fake backgrounds, very, very Hollywood backgrounds. And it's no wonder because they use professional scriptwriters and image makers. I think better than poor boy makes good idea. The Rothschilds started off the same way and told the same lie over and over, and how they sold rags and in a ghetto. And just out of, you know, collecting rags, knowing them, they could afford a few gold coins, which eventually managed to sell to a prince. And he went on here just with that, being thrifty, you see. Utter BS, you see, because in reality, old Amschel worked at one of the biggest banks in Frankfurt. That's where he was taught his trade. But we always get the same story over and over. And I know that Obama sat on the boards of big charitable foundations, the ones that did the money. But the way it's going here, you'd think truly he ran our streets and collected money in a tin cup. And that's further truth. You have to go into his background, his mother, and so on, his father. And you have to go into the only sites find him actually being concrete about any projections of what he'd do if he was in power. And that's the Council on Foreign Relations. That's far more important than the policy. The CR, basically, are one of the biggest groups, NGO groups, that dictate public policy, and that's where you find them giving their answers to things. Now, we've had the fascist bunch in, and their job was to get the fascist system set up, but also trying to appear to be still American, even though they were putting massive security and surveillance and taking all the rights away of the citizenry. They didn't go out full length with the Kyoto and the stuff and civil development. Now they brought the other boy in, you see, who will then put the cap on it by introducing all those things that the other one didn't, and making full use of the completely surveilled society. That's how the game is played. And as I say, when you watch who's appointed, you'll see the big fat rats come out, go into their histories, and you'll see the usual shocks you'll get by their backgrounds to do with the military-industrial complex. It's very, very interesting. And what's also interesting, too, is Obama's big speech he made not so long ago about the necessity for an internal security army, basically, a civilian one, a million strong, the new Stasi, basically, for the U.S. So this is being played exactly as it was planned, not by him, but the same group that plans both sides and how they pull the wool over the eyes of the public. The public never, never learn. They get the glance at the newspapers. Even the newspapers have it all gone down, have that average person looks at the headlines, looks at the photographs, gets the basic idea, and that's what's left in their heads. That's as far as they think, in fact. And plus, they're always looking for a savior who will undo all the bad things that the previous bunch, well, that's never happened in history with a change of government. I always thought that was odd when I was a child, how conservative and Labour would take turns supposedly ruling the country and arguing about policies and laws, etc. And then when the next bunch comes in, they don't throw those laws out. They just keep them on the books and pretend they'd never updated in the first. This is how it's a show for the public. The United Nations was set up, remember, go into its history, for those who haven't gone into its history, try and get a hold of the old books that were written by the big bears at the time, who were very upfront about the fact it was set up to be world government, a socialist-run system. Socialist did not mean it was for the working people. It meant that the working people would be run in an expert fashion. Population control, all of that was tied into it. But they also talked about a world government, and they'd have to phase it in stages, because the nations of the world, the populations of the world, were not ready to give up sovereignty. And therefore, go on the trail and you'll find out how they plan to do it. And if you've lived long enough, you'll see that they've implemented most of those plans. It's very, very simple. It's intergenerational. And Carl Quigley and others have mentioned that a foundation, one single foundation, can plan something and go 200 years with this mandate. Because people come and go and get retired, new ones come on, trained in the same mandate, and it can always achieve a sort of long-term strategy. That's as simple as that. Not difficult at all. When you have masses of money in these foundations. Mark Bard, who writes paranormal.com, was issued November the 7th today, 2008. Says UN Uber Allies rules establish rain from outer space. Announcement encourages lowly earthlings to salute global governments. European Space Agency next Friday will launch a copy of the UN's 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights to a permanent spot aboard a space lab orbiting Earth. Good PR stunt. Very expensive, why not? It's only taxpayers paying for it. It's a symbolic gesture celebrating an empty promise which the UN made 60 years ago to protect the world's most vulnerable people. In recognition of the fact that human beings are at times downtrodden, the Declaration can symbolically find its place above all the peoples of the world, USA astronaut Leopold Ehrhartz said in an announcement below. The Universal Declaration promises freedom from bondage and a handful of other rights that only a psychopath could find objectionable. Again, it's covered in mum's apple pie. But the Universal Declaration is more than a list of shared values. It also includes a passage or passages that strip away individual liberties and increase the power of the state. The UN has stated the biggest threat they have is individuality. And not just them, all the big players that worked with them. Article 26 of the Universal Declaration lays the ground rules for global public education. Education shall be directed to the full development of human personality and shall further the activities of the United Nations for the means of peace. But you have to go into it, you see, because this UNESCO, a department of the United Nations, to give us a global standardized system of education where social engineering and propaganda would be taught unabashedly. And that's what's been happening. I've read some articles about that recently. Article 16 and 5 state that families, particularly women and children, are entitled to protection of society and the state. And here's the kicker in Article 29 of the Universal Declaration. If exercising your human rights brings you into conflict with the purposes and principles of the United Nations, your rights become null and void. In other words, if you have any conflict with the United Nations in their state aims and purposes, then you have no rights. They will decide that you have no rights whatsoever. Your rights become null and void. Now, you better understand what that means. Your rights become null and void. It also means that your rights for protection and freedom, etc., are taken away from you. Be very, very clear. And you can look into the story on parallelnormal.com's website. It's quite the agenda that's underway right now. George Orwell talked about this ability to control vast herds of people in his book 1984. The reason he could talk about this and understand it so well was he had been selected to work and even fight physically for world socialism. He was a member of lineage of bureaucrats, high-level bureaucrats for Britain. His father was in charge of the Burma Opium Company for the royal family, who owned it in the 1930s, and a very good education and university, the Ivy League type. He fought in Spain in this war there. And when he came back, he went around the social circuits telling the people they'd all been conned, been fooled, and that world socialism was a big lie. And it was vastly different from the communism. I mean, taught it was so similar too. And then all the left turned against him. He was in a job in the BBC during World War II. Part of propaganda, that's how he learned the skills of propaganda. And his job, literally, he said himself, was to convince average housewife to dunk everything as meat and food, because the rationing in World War II was actually hell for them and better for them. And they told him how to make new recipes. In other words, we were changing reality, completely changing reality. And, of course, he met many of the other levels of propaganda in Britain at that time, and they utilized everything to distort perception, and it was all deliberate. He coined the term double thing, which is to know and not at the same time. Be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling fully constructed lies. That's what bureaucrats and politicians do. You're conscious of complete truthfulness, but you tell carefully constructed lies. To hold simultaneously two opinions which cancelled each other out, knowing them to be contradictory and believing in both of them. We hear that all the time. It's logic against logic. Repudiate morality while laying claim to it. They're always pretending they're so moral in their speeches. But we always see what they're really doing. And yet, we'll still stand up for what they, not for what. Remember what Toynbee said. We always refute with our mouth, which we do with our hands. I'll be back with more after the following break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for emergency and invest in gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflict interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, act against a falling dollar. You've worked for your assets. Former trader and financial certificate John Onesti has the experience to help your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti and Advisors, 55296245. That's 55296253. Click on our banner at RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Attention BN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine serve. Enjoy using the products extensively. In actual scientific, foods tip maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, to care, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many will build a family food storage program, as many companies bringing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, best you can buy.
The world getting better or very worse. World economic collapse come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to RevivalistSeeds.com now. 12 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just $4 a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your chances are limited. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at SurvivalistSeeds.com. Are you prepared? That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Go to RevivalistSeeds.com. Do it now. Come. Property, the new world order.
Hi, Sam, I'm cutting through the meat. Showing you some of the psychological techniques are used on the public, even on bureaucrats themselves. Because they'll tell you the streets that they're doing something in this mission, that they believe in the worth of it and so on, and hold a completely contradictory opinion themselves personally, and go along with both of them as though they were both quite correct, though they're on the ends of the spectrum. That's true cognitive dissonance. So to hold simultaneously two opinions, knowing them to be both contradictory and believing in both of them at the same time, to use logic against logic, to repudiate morality while laying claim to it, to believe that democracy was impossible, that the party was the guardian of democracy at the same time, to forget whatever it was necessary to forget, then draw it back into memory again at the moment when it was needed, and then promptly to forget it again. And above all, to apply the same process to the process itself. That was the ultimate subtlety, consciously to induce unconsciousness and then, once again, to be unconscious of the act of hypnosis I just performed. Even to understand the word doublethink involves the use of doublethink. And ain't that the truth? That's how it's run. Listen to the statements and opinions of people you know. The contradictory opinions they hold in their heads at the same time. And they'll say it with bright, wide eyes and stare at you. Arnold Toynbee took over from his father as basically the guardian of All Souls College. That's the inner college for long-standing life members of the Road Leadership for World Government. He talked about, as I say, always denying with their mouths, their lips, that what they do with their hands. Is it that? They call know something, but one has to deny it. Appear convincing with that angelic, and we want to believe them. We accept a conversion, not what we see. And so, but here's what he said about the United States. He's talking, remember, he was a historian and philosopher to an extent. He evolved in the world government scenario and gave speeches across the planet back in the 30s and even before that. And he said, talking about how the U.S. set up to take over from Britain as the policeman of the world, to bring in the world system, the world government. And he talked about how it would falter, just like Rome, and rise for a while and appear to be all-conquering, and then fall again, and then rise more. Each one is like a smaller wave, and it would fall apart. And he says the U.S. will set a record in the rate of rise and fall of an empire. Between wide open borders and full of the dollar and growing population against declining resource base, the U.S. will be defeated from within. Mobs rule the streets in the nation that is now the third largest in the world and unable to serve its population except by taking resource from other countries. And that comes from a guy who up there was related to international affairs, Councilman Foundations, the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, Lord Milner Group. The big boys that really run the show, the world government, the guys who stop, in fact, the system for world government. Predicted all that time ago what the jet would be. Meanwhile, they just announce things in the media as though they're redistributing it today. The think tanks have been king with the dates for over 100 years and publishing their findings for anyone who wants to read it. It's not really happy reading, and there's a lot of people who cannot handle the bad news. We're taught egocentric in this system, and there's nothing wrong with being happy, but you can be a stupid, happy person, especially if the world that you knew it has been taken away from, and you've been sold off. You've been marked off the list as surplus population, or a user. Here's a film from the CC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and it's entitled The Disappearing Mail, November 2008. It showed, I think, yesterday, this time, but it's going to show again on Saturday, November the 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on CB News World. It's worth watching, because I've talked a lot of this, and there are no accidents, and what's been happening to the people are being bioengineered by design. We're being killed off by design. As Scott Owen wrote about in his book, The Next Million Years, any other books besides, all confirming the same agenda through inoculations, food, water tampering. They'd introduce hormones and so on to society, which would make male pretty well sterile. And it would also alter the characteristics of male and female. Well, we've lived that phase. It happened quickly, but they had all the time in the world to plan it, all the money in the world to implement it. And a dumb public doesn't seem to know much because they don't think for themselves. They actually do. The media will tell what they're about and what's important. And because of that, all you have to do is not tell you what's important and what's going on, and you can be quite happy and egocentric. And so most folk handle the abuse, would never, ever overload who can't take it or breaking down and becoming psychotic with the information that's out there. A break coming, so I'll hold off from the story till after I come back. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Cooker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vets that helped us survive the Great Depression, these that our founding fathers grew, and these that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. Our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 120-page catalog. Today, we offer you our head collection. 60 full-size pack pure heirloom seed for $83 per pack. 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our selection. 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com.
Men, are you urinating frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore the warnings. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 6, 1 out of every 2 men have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw metal capsules in order to get the health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a ready trial of prostate, call 1-800-362-584. That's 1-800-362-5048. With Super Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcast.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, blonde. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because digested food and toxic chemicals build in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here you can do about it. Take a supplement called Allo Cleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleans the entire digestive tract. All that leftover inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Well, all you want, but it's true, and it's why millions of use Allo Cleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, look better. You'd be surprised. To try Allo Cleanse risk-free, call 1-800-546-63. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log www.republiccasting.org and click onto the Allo Ease colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I've been talking about the District Mail. They go from the CBC, which is replaying again, and I've given the dates for it. Saturday, November the 8th, replay 10 p.m. Eastern Time on CBC News World. And it says here, we're conducting a vast toxicological experiment in which our children and our children's children are the experimental subjects, Dr. Herbert Needleham says. Disappearing mail is about the most important and publicized issues facing the human species, the toxic threat to the male reproductive system. So you're getting the you-know-what. The last few decades have seen steady and dramatic increases in the incidence of boys and young men from genital deformity, low sperm count, sperm abnormalities, and testicular cancer. Some say that the male fertility rate be the first sign of extinction. No. Okay. At the same time, there are now far more of suffering from ADHD, autism, Tourette's syndrome, cerebral palsy, and dyslexia. The disappearing male takes a close and disturbing look at what mentors and researchers now suspect, like they now suspect. This is the bottom level of researchers doing it. That's what's called research. They're doing it over again. The real stuff that caused it was done up in the military-industrial complex a long time ago. It's the searching. See, they're responsible for many of these problems, a class of common chemicals that are ubiquitous in our world. Found in everything, shampoos, sunglasses, meat and dairy products, carpet, cosmetics, and bottles. They're called hormone-mimicking, endocrine-disrupting chemicals, and they may be studied to damage the most basic building blocks of human development. No kidding. But don't talk about them. See, that was another part of it, too. Charles Garman taught needle, and so did Bertrand Russell. The needle, that's the word that Russell liked to use, would alter the human being. Well, it didn't mean for the better. Well, from his point, it was for the better, because it would also mean it was very docile, and that was really his whole point, of docile, but also to get the population cut down. And you want in the population, you used to make people infertile. We see from the 70s onwards, from those who were hospitals delivering babies, that many women now have tremendous problems, just the older women, the young ones too, because their hips haven't developed properly. And the problems at childbirth came out suddenly and just escalated from there. Men started getting skinnier, very little shoulders, and many of them are actually becoming very effeminate. I don't think it's just a pressure push, although it's a part of it. I think we're literally being bioengineered, and this is what's really happening. Just facts about male infertility. Sperm counts have been half in the last 50 years anymore, and 85% of that is normal. No kidding. Subnormal. I like how they classified that part at the end as subnormal. In the last few decades, there's been a 200% increase in genital birth defects. 200%. Male birth rates have declined. Since 1970, there have been nearly 3 million fewer baby boys. Then gives you related articles underneath this. The toxic house is one of them. The toxic kills. You got to understand, all of these kills are well, they didn't prove long, long ago. The bisphenol debate started in the 1930s. They knew how it affected actually males and how it cut their production of sperm and later. They knew all this stuff back then. And I'll put these links on the site at the end of the show once up on my website. And we'll go to the callers now. Keith from Dallas, there he is.
Good evening, Dr. Warren. How are you doing?
Not so bad. I'm hanging in here.
Good to hear it. Again, great show. I just wanted to say a couple of comments. Please excuse me. The first one, we really are the label clay artists, aren't we? I mean, they just keep doing whatever they want to us, and no one notices.
No one cares.
Hmm? And it's just sickening being here and talking to people. I mean, we people are absolutely dead, yep. And it's really sickening. It's actually painful. To talk to people, and you try to just give them a little bit of information, and they tell themselves, yeah, but the spring in the yeah. Skies, yeah, but
I know.
amazing, it's amazing. Or you tell them things like, well, Barack Obama is sent to others. You know, mm-hmm. He's been groomed for his position, and everyone in his cabinet are all CFR or new entry, and of course it goes over their heads, and
yeah. They
don't want to admit that there is a secret connection to anything that goes on in the world. And like, why are you such a creep? You should be saying, I'm in rock.
Yeah.
And they don't want to, you know, so anyway, it's just, I just cried tonight.
That's it. They cannot up. They see they truly want to believe in the dream. And the dream is done by the media. They want to believe, because domestication is socialized. That's what they mean by association. It means domesticating. And a dedicated herd won't believe that fire keeps because he likes them. And that's exactly how the human beings are today. Every little warning starts to get through intuition, etc., before, is pretty well eradicated from them. They don't have the ability to self-preservation anymore. And we're seeing the product of it. The signs are around them. They have no privacy whatsoever. And it's getting worse. It's going to get a lot worse now that with the next bunch in to push it further, the structure has been set up for implementation. And even then, they'll go to graves never wanting to believe this was all planned this way.
Or even, I know some people that are, you know, they're heavy at keeping their weapons there to the Second Amendment. And I'm telling Barack Obama is absolutely against, you know, you and your weapons. I mean, he has a record.
Yeah.
And they don't hear that either.
They don't. The Barack Obama really is there to push the globalists. What you're to do is to bring America into the very structure that forced across the world and others. That's his job, is to completely socialize America now, run by experts. You have the bureaucratic masses you have in Britain, and you have dictators from all different, because of ministries in the Commonwealth countries or departments of governments, dictating to public directly.
Yeah.
It's the most boring, dull, it's Sovietized, it's the most depressing system you can ever imagine, where you need permission for a thing, to do anything at all, you need permission from a ministry. That's what his job is to do. But you're quite right, he's a complete globalist. And the one thing that came out in his speeches over and over was world citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And people got to understand where that term comes from. We find that it's used by Rockefeller Foundation. They give world citizenship to all the players. In fact, most of the big players that have been in the positions of presidency or even as mayors of cities are world citizens. And they're not giving out worthless awards. They're literally acting toward global citizenship society. A society based after Socrates, ancient Socrates. Socrates given the clock for causing revolution and voting the young to have revolution and bring a new system run by experts. And Socrates said, I'm not a citizen of Ica or Athens, I'm a citizen of the world. I'm a world citizen. That's why Rockefeller used that term. That came from a very secret society that was in existence thousands of years ago.
It's amazing to hear the people who just, again, they believe what the stream telesays, and they go on about, oh, it's so, he came humble, began. And I'm like, they said that same thing about Bill Clinton, but we need the blood in Rockefeller, Closet Rockefeller, possibly.
Yes.
And they want to hear that either.
Yeah, but. The silver spoon doesn't seem to bother them. They must think it's a fun made in China. But yeah, this guy's based on and teeth than the rest of us, believe you me. And so, I'd rather have a Muppet in there. And you have a good laugh at the Muppet, at least, to these actors are just showmen. Yeah.
I think what's amazing, though, his chief of staff's father,
yes.
Real terrorist on the level of Mandela, blowing up hotels and murdering civilians. And,
that's why Mandela was put away, yeah. Mandela was tried in a court, and he said in court, it's in the history books there, that he was collecting and stealing explosives to blow up civilians.
The worst part about it is to hear just the average mystery man like H.G. Wells, black person, and they think, you know, he's the savior, and our Cadillac airplanes are going to go on sale for $9,000. I know that's not racial, but this is exactly how the people out here, like Barack Obama, saved them and saved their crappy job or whatever. And I'm like, what you hear these guys, what jobs Barack Obama promising to keep in America? Well, at least because.
Yeah.
Most of the industry is already gone. I don't know if they noticed, but everything in China, everything is made in China, in Malaysia or wherever.
Yeah. But after there are callers.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Now we've got David from South Carolina there. Are you there, David?
Hello, Alan. It's wonderful to speak with you.
Hi.
Yeah, the quick thing that Keith there was a great point he made was that everyone's so busy striving, they just don't want to hear it when you interfere with and get in their little space and say, things aren't just wonderful. You know? Young laws are like that. But I appreciate the purity of your work. It's genuine and everything you put out. I've been catching up on some of your transcript things and try to listen to your show every time it comes on, and I'm glad you're going to be on 5 days. Pretty next week, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's absolutely great. And
I'm doing the suicidal thing. I thought roughly the same coming in. I'll do the least expected and go to flame. So give it one push and then decide what I'm going to do. Yeah,
that's wonderful. But Okay, considering when you were referring to Toynbee and his actions for the United States, mm-hmm. It kind of dovetails into what I was going to ask you about anyway, which the likelihood, okay, considering the financial crisis is kind of, it was engineered, but make it out of hand. But I know they want to make the United States. That's one of the most important goals, is to get the global governance smash United States. I mean, I don't know if it's a global war or like an internal breakdown and towards sort of the internal destruction, and sort of seem to be the case.
The case, but I think talking about is he's falling in line with the CFR and all big think tanks have been advocating the last few years, and that's a new economic system. A system which takes, he said it himself, it'll take into account the environment. So you're looking at the greening project that can offset all the stuff that Kyoto brought, and coupled with government now involved with the banking system, which means government now will make policies for people who hold bank accounts. Tell you, if you can, this is coming, it will come down the road. What you buy as an individual, and then how much money take out that out for purposes, and on, and it will be used as a tool to keep you in control and very politically correct. Because Brussels said years ago, the British system of bits, it's not just a credit, it's whatever they want to call it. And when governments involved, they'll issue you your bits. And the new system that will come, it might be a few years yet, this final step of it. But if you've been a bad boy, at ISIL, they'll hold your bits because the government now is in bank account. And that's today, they've been working on this for 4 years.
Yeah, along those lines today, my son-in-law showed me this new job. He's are giving him a card. That's how they pay him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, and as far as it goes, I know they brought a lot of the brigades here to the States. The guys who were frontline kicking doors all that time, and, you know, for tours of duty and everything. Uh-huh. And they're janissaries. They will shoot us. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no doubt it will. Not all of them, but yeah.
Well, we're definitely on a roll now into the new system. And
one question for you. You might know about this. Of course, I'm sure of this before, but are we in the era of the revelation of the method concerning what's going on?
Well, what we do know is they're following these boys' revelations a long time. And you understand even the high mysteries or that very high Freemasonry and all their other associated groups, they will claim at the top that Rations put out one of their boys because it's written in their mystic language.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have Matthew, Mark, and John written very plainly and slowly for a child to read. And suddenly you go into Galatians, and it's written in such mystic language with many different levels of meaning. And you can see from either side, there's always two ways of looking at what they're saying, that it's a Gnostic writing. And therefore, the following revelations to the church. One time they had taught this in the big things, when they talked about this ability of using space invasion, would that work, would bring the world together, would people believe it? But they also thought, well, there were so many Christians time in the United States, could they bring and follow a revelation scenario and get them all to back thinking this was the will of God? That these guys have every possible to do with culture, tradition, and religion, see if they use it. Just as they're using it now, they're using ethnologists and historians with military combat team abroad to look at their cultures and see what they can use against their target populations. So this isn't new. This is an old technique. And they're certainly following revelations to the letter.
Yeah. From the olden times, they don't miss
anything. You know, if you were to measure the new Israel, which is not a place on earth, it's a cube. It's a big square cube. That's showing you in the mystery religion.
The new temple.
And that's the Borg ship. The Borg ship, you'll notice, in the perfect society, it was called the Hive. It was a big cube.
That's how much you pointed that out. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for working. Over to hearing you next week.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a
Now, Dale from Michigan area. Dale?
Yes. You mentioned that someone asked me if I taped the Obama's acceptance. So I turned to C-SPAN, and they showed Michelle Obama dressed in a horrible dress. I said something to my husband about, because it was black, the red hourglass on the front, which has Black Widow written all over it.
Yes. And his tie was red. His tie was red and black stripes.
Uh-huh. But I wondered if that meant that he is marked death. They keep drawing the parallel that he's something like a Kennedy, although I think Kennedy got up to what was actually going around him and mm-hmm. think that he and his father was something disgusting also.
Oh, sure. I think black and red, again, were the colors of the revolutionary part of Nazism for their flag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the colors. The cardinal wears the tours, really a purple color. and a red and a black, and the purplish color signifies a new dawn. He used that term, new dawn, in his chin. It was full of that and a light coming, so a lumen latch. I'll be back with Mufter at this break.
Take us in for help. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide, France, Germany, London, Australia, England, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Watch out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, and night acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. Time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works. And cold season are almost here. I watch as many to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMahon, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Bay Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We have America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that survived the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's garden. All vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our supply? If so, request our free 120-page catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead 60-sized pack of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your catalog or our seed at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED. Go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And just before I go to the next caller, seeing the colors. Colors are very important when you see them at their own and you need your speech because the Masons are what the colors are. They all mean something to different parties wearing the same ties on, meaning they're on board there with this idea, regardless of what they're saying to the lake during dates. So the coded language, it uses many, many forms of the code, but yeah, redneck is very significant. The Nazi flag was supposedly dipped in blood at Nuremberg, or the big the head act that Hitler had when a lot of them were killed before he got into power and became standard on that flag. And black also is significant by law, not just any kind of law, but ultimate law. It's the law, it's a color of execution, if need be. And just remember this too, because enforcement is coming on a social level. And when you socialize, men getting pushed to the fore is a mandate, a must be. Why is it a must? Because the League of Nations, which turned into the United Nations, said they were to inoculate everyone in the planet eventually by law for everything. And since we do know that most of these inoculations have nothing to do with tellers, and so these big things that make inoculations are armed fortresses and always have been, it makes you wonder what's really in the serums they're giving the public. But we can certainly follow the consensus and ever since we've been getting them. That's no big secret. But Phil in California, are you there, Phil?
Hi, Alan. Chatting with you.
Yes.
Could you comment on NAFTA? What's going to happen? I think, 210 is supposed to go down?
Yes. The CC again in Canada here shows you them signing the integration, the closer ties deals that they call them. They started in 2005 with the minister and the two presidents signing it in Waco. And they said they had another bunch through up to the year 2010. And once that was done, we were totally integrated economically integrated through security, etc. We are a European Union type deal, and that will be completed in 2010. We already have all data, security data and criminal data in Canada, the States, also sharing things to do with import duties, export tariffs, and all the rest of it. That's integrated as well. And so there's not much left to do except once it's all done, start implementing it and allowing the public to know that now to the Americas. And that will be done rather swiftly, I do believe.
What's
going to
evaporate?
Pardon?
Will it evaporate?
No, they won't evaporate just like that. They want this compulsory ID card, and it's what they use in Europe. Every car in Europe is chipped by law. And, yeah, you can drive all the way to Russia, but you're monitored everywhere you go, every step of the stage. And you have your ID card as well with an chip in it. So eventually that will be the way. And they don't be people rushing on anywhere they want to go. Look at the precaution Britain has taken to keep them out from flooding the tunnel sites. So it's the selected labor only that will be allowed to travel in this brave new world. The rest of you will be trapped behind a border because the big corporations have no enough your labor as a traveler. See, NAFTA is when too. Free flow of capital and the essential labor only. Okay.
Right,
now, for myself, in a wet spring, wet Ontario, Canada, it's great to meet your God. Your God's go with you.
Let me tell you why.